Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
The title of our message is, Are You Walking in Divine Favor? Are you walking in divine favor? You know, the Bible repeats over and over about God's great love for us. It is unconditional and it is redemptive in nature. And that's because God wants to save you and others from eternal destruction that follows as the result of sin. Romans 3 and 23, it says, everyone has sinned. We have all fallen short of God's standard. No matter how much we try to deny or we don't mention sin, sin is a problem that must be dealt with. The only way to make it to heaven is to deal with the sin problem. Now, one day there will be a judgment where everyone present will be sentenced to a lake of fire. And that's a fact. However, God made a provision to save us. In verse 25, it says, God presented Jesus as the sacrifice for sin. People are made right with God when they believe that Jesus sacrificed his life, shedding his blood for their salvation and forgiveness. The message that the Lord gave me to focus upon today is that we must take advantage of God's forgiveness and favor through his son, Jesus Christ, because there is no other way. Now, this is so important for us to understand because in this politically correct environment in which we live, people try to give equal sound, equal quality, equal belief and faith to different faith views. But Jesus cut to the quick and said, I am the only way. I am the only truth. I'm the only one who can take you to eternal life. No one comes to God the Father except through me. So either you believe that or not, but the truth is, that is the truth. Jesus said, if you don't believe that I am who I say I am, you will not make heaven. He was very bold and right up front to say this. And yes, the people, they didn't like him. I mean, the Pharisees even felt like they crucified him. Of course, there was a plan of God for our salvation. But you have to understand today that even as God's children, you have got to tell the truth about salvation. You can't say all roads lead to God. You have to be truthful, folks. You've got to tell them Jesus Christ is the only way. You see, God loves you and wants to give you divine favor in your life. And not just you, but everyone that you know. But I'm talking to you today. I want to focus to every one of you here today and those under the sound of my voice, just to remind you that God really does personally love you. Come on, repeat after me and say, God personally loves me. Now listen to Jeremiah 31 and 3. It says, the Lord has appeared to me, saying, yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Lamentations chapter 3 and 22, it says, the faithful love of the Lord never ends. God's love toward us is faithful and it never quits. And people have difficulty understanding God's love because they find it so hard to love others. In 1 John chapter 4 and 8, it says, anyone who does not love does not understand God, for God is love. Verse 9 says, God showed how much he loved us by sending his one and only Son into the world so that we might have eternal life through him. This is real love. It says, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. Can we pause and give God praise for sending Jesus to take away our sins? Folks, this has got to be real to you. These are not just words. Christianity is not a religion, it's a relationship. God is trying to talk to us from his heart of love, through his word, to let you know eternal truths. Because soon and very soon, Jesus Christ is going to return. And all of this that we're reading this Bible, we're going to see, oh, wow, this is just what God said. Well, yeah, it's absolutely true. But you need to take it as truth today. You need to allow it to affect your mind, to affect your behavior, to affect your heart and your emotions, to understand the word of God is true and God is dealing with me and God is speaking to me and God is trying to help me to understand eternal truths, to understand the spirit realm. Because all around me, people are just focused on this world. The Bible says, but this world is passing away. But he that does the will of God will live forever. That means in eternity, you will never die. Can we give God some praise? If you understand the words coming out of my mouth, can you thank God that you will live forever? You will never die, is what the scripture says. We're going to talk about favor now. I've heard people say favor is not fair. However, when you understand that God's divine favor was purchased through the blood and the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And you understand, yeah, favor is definitely fair because someone had to die for your favor. Jesus died for your favor. He died for our sins. It was his sacrifice, and his sacrifice made us righteous before God. It says in Psalm 5 and 12, for Lord, you bless the righteous and you surround him with favor. It is through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ that we are righteous before God. And the scripture I just read to you shows that God gives the righteous favor. We have favor in our lives. In Romans 3 and 22, it says, we receive the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ. And this is to everyone who believes. In fact, you become a child of God by believing and receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. In John 1 and 12, it says that to all who believe in Jesus and accept him, he gave them the right to become the children of God. Romans chapter 8 and 17 backs it up. He says, and since we are his children, we are his heirs. In fact, together with Christ, we are heirs of God's glory. But if we are to share in his glory, we must also share in his suffering. So important for you to remember that. To be a child of God, you're going to suffer. Everybody's not going to be happy. Everybody's not going to agree. But when you're God's child, you have divine favor. Once again, if you are God's child, you should be walking in divine favor in your life. And the key to divine favor is faith in Jesus Christ and obedience to God's word. Some Christians who have faith in Jesus Christ are not obedient to God's word. And disobedience blocks favor. Let me give you a scripture, Deuteronomy chapter 11, 26. The word of God says, I'm giving you a choice between blessing and a curse. You will be blessed if you obey the commands of the Lord your God. However, it says in verse 28 that you'll be cursed if you reject the commands of the Lord your God. And when it's talking about curses, it's talking about a hidden barrier to blessing, a hidden barrier to God's favor on your life. When you disobey God, it's more than just not doing what you should do. It blocks your favor. It blocks your blessings from God. Favor is a blessing. Favor is a gift from God that he wants to give to his children. Do not see supernatural favor as simply an option, though. See, because everything God does for a reason. favor positions you to accomplish your God-given assignment. You have to have God's favor to be able to fulfill the assignment God has given you in life. And I want to give you some examples of this. The first example is the prophet Samuel. And his favor began as a child. Listen to what it says in 1 Samuel 2 and 26. The child Samuel grew in favor both with God and men. And then it goes on to say in chapter 3 and verse 19 that the Lord was with him and did not let any of his words go unfulfilled. Verse 20, all Israel knew Samuel was the Lord's appointed prophet. How did it begin? He had favor. God gave him favor with God and man. I'm going to say it again. To fulfill your divine purpose, you must operate in the favor of God, because favor, let's make it more personal, your favor connects with your destiny. Can you say that? My favor will connect with my destiny. Repeat this one. God gives me favor to fulfill my destiny. See, this is so important, guys. Look, you can't just say, hey, that person's got all kinds of favor. You need favor too. Now, as a child of God, you have favor. You need to pull on that favor. You need to walk in that favor. You need to operate in the favor of God. When things are not going the way they should, because you have the favor of God, you should say, I can't accept this, because this is not operating in the favor of God. God has given me favor, and I don't accept these circumstances. In the name of Jesus, you need to change. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to pray a little harder here, and I'm going to come against this situation. I see these things in front of me, but they don't line up with the favor of God. God has given me favor. Let me give you another example. David was given favor to become the next king because God positioned him in the palace by serving King Saul. In 1 Samuel chapter 16 and 21, it says, David came to King Saul and stood before him, and Saul loved him greatly, and he became his armor bearer. Then Saul sent to Jesse his father, saying, please let David stay with me, for he has found favor in my sight. And then there was Esther. She was given favor by God to be the next queen. In Esther chapter 2 and 15, the Bible says Esther obtained favor in the sight of all those who looked at her. It says in verse 17, the king loved Esther above all the women, and she obtained favor and kindness in his sight. Folks, God brings favor to give us promotion.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Don't minimize how God is going to direct your life and what you are capable of accomplishing. You know, the Bible says God is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask and think. To know God's direction, you must surrender to his will and to his plan. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that's alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
God brings favor to give us promotion. Favor and promotion are connected. That's why you must walk in the divine favor that God has given you. The Bible says the king set a royal crown on her head and made her the queen. But now let's look at why God gave Esther favor. It was because her assignment as queen was actually to save the Jews from becoming annihilated. See, you need to understand this, folks. Your favor is connected with your destiny. Your favor is connected with God's purpose for your life. You have to have favor. Look at someone next to you and say, you need to walk in your favor. God is counting on you to fulfill your destiny. Daniel was given favor to position him to become the king's advisor to interpret dreams. In Daniel 1 and 9, actually, it says, God brought Daniel into the favor and goodwill of the chief of the eunuchs. Daniel 2:48 says, then the king promoted Daniel and gave him many great gifts, and he was made ruler over the whole province of Babylon and chief administrator over all of the wise men of Babylon. Favor brings promotion. Now, Jesus himself was given favor to fulfill his mission as Savior of the world. In Luke chapter 2 and 52, it says, Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. We're talking about favor today. But you need to understand that favor is leading you to your destiny. Favor is opening the doors that God has given you for promotion in your life. Favor is God's intervention in your life and into this world with the destiny he provided for you for success. Can we give God praise for the favor that he's given us? God even gave the early church favor to preach the gospel. I want you to listen to this in Acts chapter 2 and 46. It says, so continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God, listen, and having favor with all the people. My, God bestows favor to accomplish his plan and his destiny for our lives. Now, this is important for you to understand about favor, though. You have been granted favor not to advance your own cause. That's so important. And sometimes people don't realize that. God gave you favor for his plans to be accomplished, not your plans. See, your favor is to accomplish your divine assignment given by God. And favor is also a sign that God is with you and that you're living under the umbrella of God's blessing. And it does not matter what challenges you face today. If you have favor, promotion is on its way in your life. Can somebody say praise the Lord for that? God's favor leads to provision, it leads to promotion, and it leads to protection. We see it in the life of Joseph, because although he was a slave, he experienced favor and success. Imagine this, a slave experiencing favor and success. In Genesis chapter 39, verse 2, it says the Lord was with Joseph, and he became a successful man in the house of his Egyptian master. So Joseph found favor in his sight, and he was made overseer of his entire household. Look, this is amazing. What I'm trying to show you today is, number one, if you're a child of God, you have favor. Start walking in divine favor. Don't just accept things. Say, I have the favor of God. Can you say it? And because of that, all things are possible. See, it's important for you to understand some people may not be able to do the same things that you do. So don't bring them with you. I hope you heard me. Because sometimes when you bring people who don't have the favor you have, you lose your own. You have to make sure that you're walking with people who have favor, like you have favor, to get what you are supposed to have. I call that being unequally yoked together. It's important for you to understand, folks, that God sees us all in a certain way. And God's purpose for your life may not be the same purpose he has for someone else's life. And your devotion to God may not be as strong as someone else's devotion to God. If you allow people to piggyback on your favor too often, God may even strip you of your favor till you realize he's the one who has to give that person favor. Come on, repeat after me. My favor is for me. Get your own favor. See, you have to really understand God, how God works. God's purposes, plans, and pursuits are far above our comprehension. He knows the past, he knows the present, he knows the future, because he's the architect of history. God has already figured out how he is going to use you with the favor that he has given you. And everybody's not walking in that favor. Now in Isaiah 46 and 9, it says, "For I alone am God, I am God, there is no one like me. Only I can tell the future before it even happens." The favor that God has determined for your life is something that he has seen so that it will be given to fulfill the destiny he assigned to your life. Who am I talking to today? Feels like I'm going in a circle here. God wants you to know this, folks. Stop trying to walk with people with no favor. Stop trying to get into places with people with no favor. When God opens a door for you, don't say, one more. Some of you have done that. Some of you have become enablers of people. People who should be going directly to God for the answers to their prayers, they come to you and you freely give. You're giving of the favor of God on your life. The Holy Spirit is telling me to tell you right now, stop it. Stop it. Every person is to come to God through obedience, through Jesus Christ, for their own favor. Why are you helping people who don't even love the Lord? Why? When the Holy Spirit moves upon your heart to help, but don't just do it because you got a big heart. Do it because God is guiding you. See, anything God tells you to do, it's with a plan. It's with a purpose. God knows everybody's heart. But if God is not moving on your heart to share your favor with someone, don't share it. People have to get their own favor. Look at somebody next to you and say, "You and I are not the same." Each of us have to realize we have our own favor. It's just the way God is. Now, when dealing with God, you are dealing in the dimension of miracles. And God wants you to remember that your circumstances are not what they look like. See, and until you really believe that every detail in your life is working together for your success, the devil is going to harass you by fears, by doubt, and disappointment. Remember, regardless of what you're going through, no matter what it looks like, you still have favor. You still have favor.
Thank you for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you were moved by today's message, you can download a copy for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, and click on Audio Messages. Our new website makes listening and downloading faster and more simple than ever. And if you would like to help keep this radio ministry alive, you can make a gift offering right there online. That's aplacetogrow.org. The title of our message today was, "Are You Walking in Divine Favor?" Now let's pray with Pastor Steve.
Heavenly Father, we come to you today and we are praying for those who are sick today, whether it be spiritually, physically, emotionally, or mentally. You are the healer. Lord, your word says that Jesus was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon him. And with his stripes, with his death and his resurrection, we are healed. I pray for every person, Lord, under the sound of my voice, and even those that we are praying for, that you will bring healing to them, spirit, soul, and body. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for divine healing today. We believe your word that by his stripes we were healed. Bless your people. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hurst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.